Hachette Audio presents The Perfect Predator, a scientist's race to save her husband from a deadly superbug. Written by Stephanie Strathdy, PhD, and Thomas Patterson, PhD, with Teresa Barker. Read by Christine Lakin and Dan Warren. Dedication to our children, Carly, Francis, and Cameron. From Albert Camus, The Plague. Everybody knows that pestilences have a way of recurring in the world, yet somehow we find it hard to believe in ones that crash down on our heads from a blue sky. There have been as many plagues as wars in history, yet always, plagues and wars take people equally by surprise. Part 1. A Deadly Hitchhiker. We stopped looking for monsters under our bed when we realized that they were inside us. Attributed to Charles Darwin. Blindsided. University of California, San Diego. Thornton Hospital, La Jolla. February 15th, 2016. I never dreamed I'd be outwitted by a wimpy bacterium. I'd tracked a killer virus across multiple continents to wage the war against AIDS, through the trenches and at the table with policymakers at a global level. Viruses were to be feared. Bacteria? Not so much. At least, not this one. I'm an infectious disease epidemiologist, director of a global health institute at a major U.S. university. And of all people, I should have been able to protect my husband from a bacterium I'd last seen in my undergrad days, when we'd handled it without concern in basic lab experiments. If someone had told me that one day, this microbial mutant would have us on death watch and I'd soon be injecting my husband with a legion of killer viruses to try to save him, I would have thought they'd lost their marbles. And yet, here we are. The holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day, have passed in a blur. Tom is hardly recognizable beneath the web of IVs, monitor cables, drains, tubes, and other medical paraphernalia. His once thick silver hair, which stylists swooned over, has fallen out in clumps.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?